Surah Al-I Imran, verses 144 to 148.
Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Wama Muhammadun illa Rasul. As we remember, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is discussing about the Battle of Uhud. And during the Battle of Uhud, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum moved from their spot, the critical spot which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded them to guard. It was at that time that Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was not then a Muslim, but he was leading the cavalry of the mushrikeen. And with more than 250 horsemen, they came from behind and they attacked the Muslims from the rear. And that was when all confusion broke out and the tide of the battle changed. It was in favor of the Muslims and then it became against them. And in all of that confusion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was attacked severely. There was a kafir by the name of Ibn Qami'ah, and he managed to throw a huge rock on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's head, as a result of which he lost consciousness for a while and fell down. And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tooth was made shaheed. He lost a tooth in the battlefield. And because of his armor, because of his helmet hitting onto his cheek, his entire face was bloodied. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lost consciousness, then some of the munafiqeen, some of the kuffar, or somebody proclaimed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been killed. Inna Muhammadan qad qutil. And that was a great moment of test for the believers. The munafiqeen, they said, let us go back to our own deen. And then some of the Muslims were disheartened naturally by that. But some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went forth again in that confusion also and gave their lives. So there was a time in that battle which was very, very critical for the Muslims. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then revealed the ayah, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is but a rasul, a messenger. He is not a god. He is a mortal human being who will live and die. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. Messengers have come and gone before him. أَفَإِمْ مَاتَ. So if he passes on, أو قُتِل, or he is martyred. إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. Would you turn back on your heels? Would you turn away from Islam? Would you turn away from jihad after the Nabi has gone? So the Mufassireen have said this means that there was a time will come when some people would turn away. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did eventually pass on, there were among the Arabs those who turned away from Islam. There were those who turned away from some of the pillars of Islam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ. Whoever turns back on his heels, فَلَن يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. It does not harm Allah in the least. وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And Allah will soon recompense and reward the grateful ones, those who value the ni'mah of Islam in guidance and they remain steadfast upon that. Ayah 145, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا. This means death is stipulated on its appointed time. For every soul, it is not up to any soul to pass on except by the will of Allah. All events occur by the will of Allah. And if it is the will of Allah that something should happen, then we must accept it. Kitaban mu'ajjala, with death occurring at its appointed time. Nobody passes on before their appointed time. وَمَن يُرِيدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. If you turn away, like the munafiqeen wanted to turn back to their old religion, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, whoever seeks the rewards of this worldly life, the benefits of this worldly life, we shall give him from it. وَمَن يُرِيدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. But whoever seeks the reward of the hereafter, we shall grant that to him. وَسَنَجْزِ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And we shall soon recompense the grateful ones. Motivation, Ayah 146. وَكَأَيِّم مِّن نَبِيٍ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ. And how many a prophet has fought in the cause of Allah before you? ma'ahu ribbiyuna kathir, accompanied by many men of Allah. Fama wahanu lima asabahum, they did not lose heart upon their afflictions in the cause of Allah. Wama da'ufu, they did not become weak. Wama istakanu, and they did not yield, they did not surrender, they did not give up. Wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin, and Allah loves the steadfast ones. Wama kana qawluhum, 147, all that they used to say, they used to make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in those moments of tribulation and test and challenges, they would say, Rabbana ighfir lana dhunubana, O our Lord, forgive us our sins, wa israfana fi amrina, and our excesses in our matters, where we have gone over the limit, or where we have done in short, wherever there were shortcomings. Wa thabbit aqdamana, and keep our feet firm and steadfast, and help us against the disbelieving people. Wa ansurna ala alqawmi alkafirin, fa atahumullahu thawab al-dunya wa husna thawab al-akhirah. So Allah gave them both the rewards of this life and the excellent recompense of the hereafter. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, and Allah loves those who do good deeds with excellence. Let us do the tilawat of this ruku, one page only. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَى أَعْقَابِكُمْ وَمَنْ يَنْقَلِبْ عَلَىٰ عَقِبَيْهِ فَلَنْ يَضُرَّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا وَسَيَجْزِي اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَنْ تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَمَنْ يُرِدْ ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا وَسَنَجْزِي الشَّاكِرِينَ وَكَأَيٍّ مِّن نَبِيٍّ قَاتَلَ مَعَهُ رِبِّيُّونَ كَثِيرٌ فَمَا وَهَنُوا لِمَا أَصَابَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَمَا ضَعُفُوا وَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ وَمَا كَانَ قَوْلَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ
آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ مَوْلَانَا الْعَظِيمُ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا